Happy WrestleMania week. It is time for the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast wherever you want. It's everywhere, basically. Spotify, Apple Music, here on YouTube. It's everywhere. So it's WrestleMania week. It was in a blink of an eye, guys. We were just at the Royal Rumble. We're now knocking on the door of WrestleMania. Currently, as I'm recording this, it is Friday. SmackDown Go Home Show, and then tomorrow it is all about WrestleMania. Can't wait. It's going to be exhausting. It's going to be, what, like 7 hours of wrestling on Saturday and Sunday? Good 14 hours of wrestling or something. It's going to be a lot. I'm definitely not watching every stitch of it. The pre-show is going to get ignored pretty hard, unless there's like a decent match on in there. Damn it, I gotta watch the pre-show too. But I wanted to take this time to do some predictions for WrestleMania. I'm winging it, guys. I'm winging it. Tired. This podcast is a day late and a dollar short. So bear with me as we do our predictions for WrestleMania 40, the biggest WrestleMania of all time. Of all time. All right, I have the card pulled up. Let's do some predictions for this WrestleMania. So, Saturday night one, WrestleMania 40 card, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. I think Cody and Seth are losing this match. I think it's almost guaranteed they're going to lose this tag match. If only for the story, right? You have to put Cody's back up against the wall. It can't be a one-on-one match with Roman Reigns. They did that already. He cheated to win. That was last year's WrestleMania. This year, they have to stack the deck against Cody completely. It has to be a legitimate deck stacking. So if The Rock and Roman win, that's bloodline rules on night two. It's the only way that this match makes any sense to exist. There's no other reason for this match to exist, unless it's for Rock and Roman to go over here so that they go into night two with Cody with his back against the wall. I don't know how it's going to play out. Maybe Seth turns on Cody. Who knows? Maybe The Rock gets the pin. I don't know. Maybe they humble Cody so much that you can't even fathom him winning on night two. I don't know what it's going to be. Let's predict that Seth Rollins turns on Cody. Let's do that, so that he goes into his match with Drew and loses, and Drew gets the pop from the crowd. I don't know, but let's go with that one. Women's World Champion Rhea versus Becky. I think Rhea's going over. I don't think she needs to drop that title to anyone at this point. She's, as Becky put it, the most over babyface and the worst heel in the company. No one wants to boo Rhea Ripley. She's great. She's incredible. I don't see her losing. I hope she doesn't lose, but I also don't see her losing. Becky doesn't need the title, and Rhea needs the rub, right? Make her a better champ. Make her the female equivalent to Roman Reigns, right? Let her have a nice long reign, hold that title, have a nice WrestleMania streak if she wants. But I don't see Becky coming out the other end of this fight with the championship. Doesn't make sense. Intercontinental Championship, Gunther versus Sami Zayn. I think Sammy's going over. They are really leaning into the fact that he's training with, you know, Chad Gable and Alpha Academy to get better. They had the whole Rocky 3 angle on Raw, which was incredible. You can't do all that vignetting and do nothing for Gunther and then have Sami Zayn lose. I don't see that happening. Plus, they have to move Gunther into the World Heavyweight title picture. So I think that's what's going to happen. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. The brother versus brother match. I'm so happy that these guys get to wrestle each other at WrestleMania. It's their dream. They've said it. It's on record. They're going to live their dream. There's nothing better than that, guys. There's nothing better than living your dream. And the fact that these brothers get to do that, I hope Rikishi's ringside. I hope he gets to come out and hug his boys at the end. It's gonna be incredible. I don't even care who wins. I hope Jimmy wins. That's my prediction. I think Jimmy wins because Jay doesn't need it. And Jimmy really does. So hopefully Jimmy can go over on this as the heel. It would be great. I hope it works. And then they come back together and they're the Usos. That's what I mean. Six-pack ladder match. Okay, here's the big hot take. First, let's go through the people. It's Judgment Day, Damian Priest and Finn Balor versus Awesome Truth, The Miz and R-Truth, versus DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, versus The New Day, Kofi and Xavier Woods, versus New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, versus A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. I heard they may be replaced by Pretty Deadly. I don't, on SmackDown, I'm not sure, but that's the card for right now. Here's my hot take for this. It's not even hot take. I think it's even like been almost reported that they're splitting the tag titles for so that there'll be a tag title on both shows again. Instead of having the United tag titles, they're going to, you know, each show will have their own tag team division again. The reason I believe that this is the case is because on, whether I think it was SmackDown on Raw, I think it was Michael Cole, so it had to be Raw. They mentioned that to win the match, both titles have to be brought down. So someone has to have, like a full team has to have the titles, right? So they didn't say, they made mention you have, the titles will be suspended above the ring, but then they made it very clear that each set of titles have to be taken down for a winner to be crowned. They didn't say you just have to go and grab one belt, or they were very specific on how to win. So I think two teams are going to go up and get the titles, one for SmackDown and one for Raw. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a Raw tag team that gets the Raw titles and vice versa. I think if anything, New Catch Republic has been getting a pretty hard push, so they may go and get the SmackDown titles and move shows, maybe. No, because Candice LeRae is still on Raw. So they may get the Raw titles, and Awesome Truth may get the Raw titles. I'm thinking Awesome Truth and New Catch Republic go over and get the respective titles for each show, and then each show has the tag titles. That's the only thing that makes any sense to me. Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control. This is a gimme match, I think. This is a chance for Jade Cargill to shine with a little protection from the WWE vets. So she's going to get the tag in at the end, you know, powerhouse everybody in the ring, slam everybody around, get the pin, celebrate, big WrestleMania win for Bianca, Naomi, and Jade Cargill. And Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. This is a late match. This came in last week. I'm thinking, let's predict Santos and Dominic go over, because Dom lost to his dad, was it last year? Yeah, last year. He needs to go over. He's been taking so many L's, and so Santos has been winning pretty consistently, but not enough to justify his heel turn. I need the heels to go over. Santos beat Dragon Lee before. Dominic has not beat his dad yet. I think they cheat. Dom pins his dad. Dom and Santos go over at WrestleMania. Because, again, Rey doesn't need it, and I think Rey is totally fine with taking a pin for his son at Mania. Rey Mysterio has been in every WrestleMania since Mania 19. Well, every Mania where he's been in the company. That's such a specific caveat. Never mind that stat. I think I'm going to blow right through my 10-minute marker on this episode. So let's make this the longest episode we've ever done. Sunday, night two of WrestleMania 40's card. Let's work from the bottom to the top versus top to bottom this time. So Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits versus the Final Testament, who is Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. I don't know. This is another match where the outcome is almost pointless. This is the least interesting feud that WWE has going, and the fact that it's even made it onto the Mania card is a surprise to me. This is probably going to be super early in the day. I'm thinking there's a pre-show match, honestly. But I think Karrion Kross gets the win, or else what was the point of bringing the Authors of Pain back and creating this whole Final Testament thing? Bobby Lashley doesn't need the win. The Street Profits kind of need the win. The fact that the Street Profits aren't in the six-man tag is kind of the problem I have with this match. They should have been in that match, and I get it. The Final Testament cost them the match, whatever. But yeah, they should have had the tag titles, if anything. But if the Final Testament doesn't go over, again, I ask, what was the point in bringing them over? It's nothing. They've done nothing of note. Let me stop taking shots at them. Final Testament is my prediction. Next, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. LA Knight's first WrestleMania match, right? Yeah, versus AJ Styles, who's more jacked than he's ever been in his entire life. I don't know what he's on, but I need some. LA Knight goes over. I mean, his star has cooled a bit, mostly because of his booking. They put him in that Roman feud too early, and having him lose to Roman kind of dimmed his light a bit. I still think they should have kept him out of that, put him in the either U.S. title match, give him a U.S. title match, or I don't know, move him to Raw and give him the IC title, but whatever. He goes over on AJ Styles. AJ Styles doesn't need the win. He's a legend already, so he'll put LA Knight over, and then hopefully, you know, this next season of wrestling will have LA Knight more prominently featured, perhaps moving to Raw and getting into the IC title chase, because once Gunther drops that title to Sami Zayn, the landscape of the IC title becomes very different, and challengers like LA Knight have a shot, I would say. Right now, Gunther's so dominant. The only time he would ever really lose is a major pay-per-view. So having him lose to Sami Zayn on the big stage at WrestleMania, and then, you know, shuffling the roster up so that the IC title gets some fresh blood, I think that's LA Knight's plan. The U.S. Championship triple threat match, Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. Another kind of weird gimme match. I think Logan Paul's going over. I think Randy and Kevin have been playing up this angle where they're friends. And I think Randy and Kevin will end up battling it out. They're going to do the stunner RKO spot. And then here will, you know, Logan Paul come to cheat and win and whatnot. And he'll retain. Because again, Randy Orton doesn't need the U.S. title. Kevin Owens doesn't really need the U.S. title. But Logan Paul holding the U.S. title oddly makes the most sense of the company. I don't know why. He's not a great champion, but that title, in my opinion, it doesn't have the same luster, the same cachet as something like the IC title. So it being on someone like Logan Paul makes sense, right? For his star power and his pedigree as a wrestler and his history as a YouTuber and stuff, it oddly makes way more sense for him to keep that title for a very long time than to give it to someone like Randy, who should be holding the Universal title, right? He should be holding the world title. The U.S. title is not a Randy Orton title. It's not a Kevin Owens title. Honestly, Kevin Owens needs like the hardcore title. They should bring that back and give it to him. So yeah, I think Logan Paul cheats, gets over, another WrestleMania win. He won last year versus Ricochet. I think he goes over this time as well. Second prediction for that, I think Randy goes over. If it's not Logan, it's Randy. Because Randy is super over these days. I think someone wrote it on Cage Side Seats. He's in his enjoying life phase. He's super happy. He's engaging with fans. It's kind of wholesome to watch that man love his job and be a locker room leader. It's pretty great. Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley. Bayley goes over, obviously. I've been preaching this for a damn year. Io Sky has been the least interesting champion in the company since she got the belt. It was a great moment when she cashed in and won, and then they did nothing with her. Granted, she was in the damage control angle, she was in the high profile angle, but she was always second fiddle to everyone. She was second fiddle to Dakota Kai, mostly because she can't cut a promo. And they only recently gave her the Shinsuke Nakamura treatment when she had the really cool subtitles and the music and whatnot, which I think she should have had since the beginning. If anything, they should have given that Shinsuke Nakamura treatment to her since she was the champion and a heel. It made more sense for her to be doing all this like crazy dark promos and being a specter in the division and, you know, calling people out and having anime intros and all that stuff, and then being the winner. Shinsuke Nakamura wasted all of that stuff by losing half the time. So the fact that she only now started doing those promos before WrestleMania, it doesn't help now. Bayley has been a consistent talent for years. The fact that she came back and, you know, created Damage Control, and the angle has been going on for, what, 2 years now? And it's culminating at a WrestleMania match. She won the Royal Rumble. You don't make Bayley win the Royal Rumble, get, you know, a face turn, and then go to Mania to lose to Io Sky. It doesn't make sense, y'all. It doesn't make sense. That booking wouldn't make sense if Io wins. Why? Because no one even remembers she's... I'm sorry. I'm getting hyped and heated. Bayley goes over. She has to go over. She's going to take out everybody. Hopefully, some people come out to help her. Even the odds against Damage Control, perhaps it'll be Bianca. Because if Bianca comes out, puts her issues aside, and helps her retain the title, and then challenges her to a title match, or, you know, helps her fend off Damage Control, Bayley wins, and then she goes in there and gives her the KOD, that's good booking. So Bayley goes over, obviously. Io Sky and Damage Control go back to SmackDown and lick their wounds. That's what's happening. World Heavyweight Championship title, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. I firmly believe Drew McIntyre is going over. You do not let that man be that good on the mic and that good in the ring for so long and not give him a shot to hold that title. Seth has held that title for a very long time. He's put respect on its name. There is nothing else for Seth to do with that title. I need a heel to hold that belt and make people work hard to win it. I need them to stop defending it on Raw all the time. It needs to be defended on pay-per-views, and I think Drew is the man to kind of usher in that next phase of the World Heavyweight Championship. Seth did a great job. Time to give it to Drew. The man has been nothing but consistent, nothing but entertaining, nothing but truthful. Drew McIntyre is really the guy to hold that. I said it before. I had a whole episode about the next World Heavyweight Champion was Drew. It didn't happen. I think it was Clash at the Castle. It was whatever was the last time he fought Seth Rollins on a pay-per-view. Don't remember. But now, he made it to WrestleMania. He did everything right, even the things he did wrong. Drew McIntyre goes over. Seth Rollins loses, especially if Seth turns on Cody on night one. Then Seth takes the L from Drew. Drew goes over. Love it. And then finally, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship match, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. Bloodline rules. Cody goes into that match in pain. Cody goes into that match licking his wounds from the loss against The Rock. He has to contend with the fact that potentially Seth Rollins turned on him or left him high and dry. He has to contend with the fact that he's outnumbered. With, you know, Jimmy coming off his win, with Rock coming off his win, with Roman coming in fresh, with Solo coming in. Well, Solo doesn't have a match, but Solo's going to be fresh too. It's going to be complete odds against him. And then there was a podcast, I don't remember the name of it, I apologize, but they basically called the booking that I said, you know, Bloodline rules, and then everyone who's been tormented by the Bloodline for the past 3 years comes out to help Cody. Cody is the man of the people. Cody is the people's champ right now, right? He has the fans, Cody Crybabies, whatnot. You notice that they stopped calling them Cody Crybabies? I don't think it was going over well. But having Cody be smart, right? The whole point of the angle this year was, even though Cody's like the honorable man, he can't do the same thing he did last year and believe that he can win straight up with the Bloodline. So he got help from Jay and Seth. But if Seth turns his back on him, there is this still, you know, numbers game he has to play Jay, where it's him and Jay, right? So what does he do? Between night one and night two, he enlists the help of all the people who have taken an L to the Bloodline, who have been tormented. It could be Sammy coming in with his title. It could be KO. It could be Randy Orton. It could be LA Knight. All the big names can come to the ring, because if they say if it's Bloodline rules, which is basically a no-holds-barred match, right, then he should bring backup. So my guess is he gets some of the top stars who've been bullied by Roman Reigns and lost to Roman Reigns to be his backup. And then it becomes a weird lumberjack match where Seth and Roman are battling. Cody and Roman are battling in the middle of the ring while the Bloodline is fighting all their old nemesis outside. And it's a numbers game thing, right? Where the Cody's boys have to keep the Bloodline from rushing the ring. So they're trying to hold them back and hold them down. Sometimes the Bloodline gets the upper hand and slides into the ring and, you know, takes a shot at Cody. Sometimes Cody's boys come in and, you know, drag those people out and maybe try and take a shot at Roman. But it becomes this weird, like, push and pull, this battle for this title. And then if they decide to pull the trigger on this and give Cody the title, which, again, is the only thing that makes sense for the story that they've been telling. If this whole finish the story thing, you don't make Cody Rhodes the cover boy of WWE 2K24 with the line, finish the story, and then he doesn't. All right. I don't think it's a bad thing if Roman Reigns goes over at WrestleMania. I would honestly love Roman Reigns to beat Cody just to see the chaos that ensues in the wrestling fandom community. People will be livid. Hey, everyone would be livid. It would be incredibly crazy booking for him to go over on Cody at WrestleMania, because then what do you do with Cody? What do you do with him afterwards? He can't wrestle Roman again. He can't. So what happens then? I don't understand. Roman's already beat every other person. So the thing that makes the most sense is for Cody to go over. But if he doesn't, man, oh man, there's something called writing yourself into a corner. That's one of those things where I'm like, how do they would book themselves into a corner where, like, all right, well then Roman is the only person to ever hold this friggin' title. Like, no one else is supposed to get it. Like, if he beats Cody at WrestleMania with Bloodline rules and Cody has having backup to, you know, help him, he beats him clean. Even if he beats him with help from the Bloodline, how do you book Roman after that? He has to get. All right, so if you play WWE 2K24, the My Rise campaign, it starts off, spoilers, I guess, it's the first thing that happens. It starts off with Roman relinquishing his title and saying, I've beaten everybody. I have nothing left to prove. You can have it. And he just drops the title. And then they have a tournament to get the next champion. That's kind of the only way to book Roman if he goes over on Cody at night two, right? Like, there's no other thing for him to do. How do you book that man after beating Cody on the grandest stage of them all 2 years in a row? Again, there's too many things stacked up against Roman for him to go over, because there's the Bloodline rules that's obviously going to happen, and then Cody Rhodes is being the underdog, which makes his win even bigger. You have The Rock, who's obviously going to turn on Roman Reigns. Obviously. That's going to be the thing. That's my prediction. I think Roman gets the upper hand on Cody with The Rock's help, or, you know, whatever. The Rock goes into the ring and he tells Roman to spear Cody or whatever. He does something, and then The Rock slides into the ring almost to, like, look like he's going to celebrate with Roman, and then he'll break up the pin and then rock bottom Roman and hit him with the people's elbow and then pick up Cody and, you know, do the whole thing. And Cody goes for the crossroads, 1, 2, 3, the entire arena engulfs in friggin' flames. It's incredible kind of thing. That's my prediction. The Rock's going to turn on Roman on night two to help Cody win. Or else, what was the point of the booking earlier when Cody gave his spot to The Rock and said, we're going to take everything from you, Roman, right? The Rock doesn't want the championship. The Rock wants the Tribal Chief title. So he'll beat Roman, and then they'll go to SummerSlam and he'll beat him for the Tribal Chief moniker. Or he'll put Roman over, and Roman keeps the title. Who knows? But Cody has to go over for the booking to make sense, for the next season of wrestling to make sense. Cody has to have the title. Because if Roman has the title, what do you do with that belt, right? SmackDown becomes just like you're leaning on the U.S. title, and it's just like Raw was prior, where they were leaning on the U.S. title and it wasn't working. So someone has to be the Universal Champion, and that person is Cody. Now, if Cody wins, they're going to swap champions, and he's going to stay on Raw, and the world title holder is probably going to go to SmackDown. So we'll see Drew McIntyre move over to SmackDown and have a new crop of people to wrestle. Because I don't think they're going to move Cody to SmackDown. Or he'll be a Universal Champion for real and be on both shows. I think he's down for that. They've really set up Cody to be the next John Cena. Huh? Is that a good estimation? I was going to say Hulk Hogan, but it's not Hulk. It might be Hulk Hogan. Anyway, he's the next guy, right? He's the guy. It's incredible to see Cody Rhodes become the guy, especially coming off of something like Stardust and going to the Indies. And like, his story is great. Like, finish the story, as annoying as people might find it at this point. It makes sense. He has an incredible journey from where he was when he first started in the company to where he is now, where he's basically the face. He's everywhere. He's the face of the company more than Roman. Again, it doesn't make sense for Cody not to win. But if he doesn't, can you imagine if he doesn't win? Oh my God, there will be signs that say, if Cody doesn't win, we riot. Just throw back to the ECW match with John Cena and RVD. If Roman wins, we riot. They're going to freak the hell out. And let's take a moment to imagine a world where Roman wins and he just goes. I think the only reason for him to win is to go on and beat Hulk Hogan's record of, you know, longevity. Because again, I think, was it Bully Ray or some vet on a podcast said, this will never happen again. Well, not never, but it's good. This is an unprecedented run on Roman Reigns' part and the company's part. They invested 3 years into this one man's title reign. And if there was ever a person to beat Hulk Hogan's record, it's Roman Reigns. His gimmick, the storyline, the whole thing was as close to perfect as you can get in professional wrestling, in my opinion. Nothing's perfect, but the bloodline has come pretty damn close. It's a great drama. It's basically a mob story. It's the Godfather in professional wrestling. It's good stuff. And again, if anyone was going to beat that reign, no pun intended, it would be Roman Reigns at this point. I don't see them investing 4 or 5 year title reign for Cody Rhodes. That's not a babyface thing to do. It's a heel thing to do. Like, you'll give a heel the title because they can carry it. They can do the things that babyfaces can't do. I mean, I guess if Cody were to hold it for 4 years, he can swap between babyface and heel. But that would take some incredible writing. And I don't even know what that looks like. But they're so close to beating Hogan's record. If that is the thing that they want to do. I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to push Hogan down the record books. I don't know. Whether you like the guy or not, he is a legend in professional wrestling. He was the face of the entire industry for decades. And I'm not a Hulk Hogan fan, but you can't act like he doesn't exist. And you can't try and, you know, get rid of him like that. I mean, I don't know. I'm torn. I want Cody to win, but I also, like I said, I want Roman to win just so that night two. Do you guys remember, just think back to WrestleMania 39 when Cody got pinned? Think back to the way the crowd reacted. Think back to the way you reacted. Can you imagine the reaction if that happens again? Not only would they tank Cody Rhodes' entire gimmick, they just throw it away at that point, but they would lose so many fans. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Triple H is a good booker. Okay, Triple H understands the business. Triple H understands the locker room. And I think he reads the crowds pretty well. I think that because his booking is very predictable almost. You can see the way the writer's room has kind of formulated a lot of these stories. They're building to a crescendo, right? WrestleMania is the crescendo. That's the final boss, right? You get to WrestleMania, that's the crescendo. Ah! Credits. End of season, new season starts, right? But remember, there are, at the end of certain seasons, there are cliffhangers. And cliffhangers are usually things you don't like. Not even don't like, but things that shock you, right? One season ended in Game of Thrones, where they killed Jon Snow. I remember going, how do you expect me to live until the next season? He's dead? It ends with did the season end with the Red Wedding? I think it did. Like, there are season endings where you're like, holy crap, I gotta wait. But then for WWE, Raw after WrestleMania is their next season, so you don't have to wait long. But man, oh man, if Roman goes over, I don't know. I'm at this point, I'm just kind of sitting here thinking through these things with you. But my prediction is Cody Rhodes wins the title, because it's the only thing that's gonna not set the world on fire. It's the only thing that's going to keep wrestling fans from absolutely crapping their pants. Even people who want Roman to win know that Roman winning does nothing good for anybody. So, Cody wins. That's my predictions for WrestleMania weekend. I don't have any predictions for the Raw after WrestleMania. I think I did a whole episode about that. Time means nothing. I don't remember anything anymore. But if I did do that episode, go back and listen to it. Thank you for listening. This is almost 3 episodes worth of O Wrestling Podcast. Look at that. I hope you stuck with me through this entire thing. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell. Tell a friend. Tell 2 about this wrestling podcast. And let me know in the comments if you want video podcasts. I keep being told by friends that I should make this a video podcast. If enough people want to see my dumb face, we can do that. It's just easier this way, you know? And a shout out to my kids. Hello, kids. If you're listening to this in the future, I hope you enjoyed your father's rambling about professional wrestling. And know that I love you. So, you know, I do a lot of these podcasts. I do a lot of podcasts, but I had to stop and think, why do I do these things? And I was like, oh, you know, it's an audio log for my kids to have when I'm gone, right? Like, they can look back and listen to all these episodes and say, oh, dad was a dork, and, you know, dad liked this, and, oh, there's his voice. You know, have something for the future, right? And give to their kids. Listen to your grandfather ramble on about professional wrestling and Roman Reigns. Why is he so passionate about people he's never met? So I want to take this moment to just say what's up to my future kids, if they're listening, and know that I love you. Anyway, guys, thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful WrestleMania weekend. Let's see if we do something for WrestleMania weekend on stream. I got nothing else. Don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.